My friends, the word is given. The eternal word, that is. The eternal and omnipotent word, for whom and by whom all things were made. The word who from all eternity is God the Son, and who in the fullness of time took flesh of the Virgin Mary and was made man. The Lord Jesus Christ is that eternal word, who is both the Son of God and the Son of Mary. And today we celebrate his birth in obscure poverty in the little town of Bethlehem. In Hebrew, the word Bethlehem means house of bread. And in due course, the babe, the Son of Mary, would give his body as the bread of life. But on the day of his birth, that miraculous gift of the Holy Eucharist was still more than three decades away. And so today we think first not of the cross of Calvary, but of the manger in Bethlehem, a simple feed box for animals. But notice, even Christ's first crib was a place of nourishment. All creation depends upon this child for its existence, and all the wonders of nature and the glory of the cosmos come from and at every moment are sustained by the constant creative love of the eternal Word, who, in perfect humility at his incarnation, surrendered everything for us, including in those first years after his birth, even the ability to speak. Think of that. The eternal Word of God was, for a season, without words. And so others had to speak for him, which is why a messenger was sent to announce his birth. St. Luke tells us that near Bethlehem, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you a gospel of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." In just this way, the providence of God fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah given 700 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." And who of us has not walked in darkness? The darkness of suffering and grief and loss, especially of those we love. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, a light has shone. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and his peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." And that is why we are here tonight, to rejoice in the light of the world, who still shines in the darkness of our broken lives, and who governs all creation with justice, righteousness, and peace, and who invites us to sing the glory of God with our words and with our lives, with all their flaws, so that others will know the gospel of great joy. The babe of Bethlehem is both mighty God and Prince of Peace, and when we surrender our entire lives to his grace and mercy in the obedience of faith, Then we find freedom to live according to our true purpose through the forgiveness of our sins and redemption from the darkness of the grave. And that is why we cry out with the psalmist, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. For today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord." But if we come tonight to adore the Lord who was born at Bethlehem, then we must bring a gift. And in the second lesson, taken from St. Paul's letter to young Bishop Titus, the apostle tells us what that gift should be. Paul declares that in Jesus Christ, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. The salvation of the human race began with perfect love when, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth. And that gift was made visible to the world on the holy night 2 millennia ago in the house of bread, the city of David, little Bethlehem, when unto us a child was born, who even in his infant helplessness was also God from God and light from light, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lion of Judah and the Messiah of Israel, the Day Star and the Desire of the Nations, the Son of David and the Son of Man, the Good Shepherd and the Great High Priest, our Passover and our Peace, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, the Word is given. Come, let us adore him.